rude bowler is absolutely incensed, and in fairness, well, it's a red card, and bowler is off, and that is extraordinary. Oh, and well, there was no doubt about it then. Reichardt spat on bowler as he walked past him, and that, Bobby, is atrocious. Absolutely atrocious.
Yo people, what is good? Hope everyone is well. It's MJ here and Ball and Banter is back for another episode. So for today, we're going to wrap up the 2000 series and do our last episode. We're still going to do the 2000s managers and subs bench. So yeah, looking forward to wrapping all up before we start today's episode. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to all our listeners. So whether you're new or whether you're loyal, we appreciate each and every listener. Also, hit us up on our social media as well. We're there on Twitter, we're there on Insta, and we're there on YouTube as well. Our handle is Ball and Banter, so definitely give us a check on there as well. So let's get today's show started and introduce the man them. So giving us a new perspective, we've got our boy K Sarps. What are you saying, brother? How's your week been?
Yeah, not too bad. Just one of those ones, get through it. Look forward to the highlight, getting through the man them for another night of football knowledge.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Hopefully you've been good, brother.
Yeah, all good. No complaints, just another week. You know how it goes, work and that. But yeah, no complaints in it, bro. Like you, I'm happy to be here as well. And chat some football, innit, with the man them.
Innit, Liverpool in the Champions League final as well. City got knocked out in a heartbreaking way. I love it.
That was mad.
That increased the pain, you know, them ones. Hopefully it affects them in the Premier League, but man, it's been nice on the sporting front, so. Your boys, haps.
Yeah, I know. Maximum, innit? I know you're really happy right now. All of this talk of the quad as well.
Oof, it's still there in May. That is unbelievable. Man. That's another episode, I guess.
100%, bro. 100%. Talking all things Arsenal, got a boy Tips. What are you saying, bro? How's your week been?
Cheer. Yeah, yeah.
All good?
All good, man. All good, man. Just been getting on, maintaining, progressing.
Doing your thing?
Yeah, man, standardly. So, yeah, just keeping up with current affairs. I'm sure people have been hearing about, you know, different things going on. This Dubai stuff. It's all a bit crazy. But, yeah, keeping up with Arsenal, obviously. Things are looking quite bright at the moment.
Trust me, hopefully Liverpool can do us a favour in the weekend. Beat Tottenham.
Need the fights as well.
So it's always getting to, like I said, squeaky bum time for both this series and in the Premier League.
Yeah, 100.
When you're listening to this.
Obviously. Yeah.
So yeah, man. Looking forward to it. Going to wrap it up. Managers and subs bench. So yeah, man.
All good.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Give us the Man United perspective. Got sick. What are you saying, brother? How's your week been? You all good?
Shit. Yeah, like no complaints really. I've started to watch snooker.
That bad, Jesse? Is it that bad?
Runny, yes, rocket runny, you know.
I saw you banged, was it Bright? Who did you bang the other day?
Brentford, innit?
Brentford, that's it.
Nah, you didn't bang Melbourne, bro. Listen, I'll tell you three, bro. I was so disgusted at that game.
Oh, was you?
Absolutely disgusted. Imagine from 7 minutes, yeah. Ronaldo's doing back heels and flicks. And I'm like, even though we won the game, yeah, bro, you're doing back heels and flicks for 9 minutes all game against Brentford. Brentford have nothing to play for. Mm. They're safe in the league for another year. Their first season in the Prem. And you're acting like you man are doing stuff. I get it's the last home game of the season, so you kind of want to give
the fans
a show, yeah?
Yeah.
But I'm like, bro, when it doesn't count, when there's nothing to play for, both teams have got really nothing to play for, maybe Man United might be trying not to go to the UEFA or the Europa Conference
yeah?
But like, yous are doing everything in a game where it's got no importance.
Mm.
2 weeks ago, when you played decent team, when you played Arsenal, when you played Liverpool, when you played Man City, you did nothing. You played Brentford and you want to act like you're so good. Nah, fuck off, man.
And that's six and a half.
I was so pissed. Even to a point where I was thinking, I want you to lose now, bro. I actually want you to lose, bro. They make it. They are. They make me sick. Man.
Yeah, and I'm sick. Sick, definitely happy. Yeah. But apart from that, you've been okay, yeah.
Elsewhere, though.
Didn't it sell elsewhere again? You know,
Snickers good as well. At least.
Yeah, like distracts you, innit?
Not gonna lie, I haven't watched a shot of snooker, but I'll be a snooker fan though.
First though,
imagine though,
snooker fan first.
That, above football, you know that one.
Prior though,
yeah, trust me. No, so yeah, man. Obviously, happy to have the man them here. Unfortunately, Wings couldn't make it today, so I'll give a shout out to Wings.
Shout out to Wings.
Also, a shout out to Fury as well, doing his thing, doing big things as well. BAFTA award and all that, doing his thing, filming as well. So yeah, man, big up Fury as well, man.
Sure.
100%. So, okay.
No,
so,
sorry, before you get into it, let me shout out Jesse Lingard, since he didn't get a run out on the pitch. And even that pissed me off as well. How can someone be at your club for 20 years,
Don't give him a chance to say bye
didn't
to the
fans.
Didn't
even give him a 30-second walkout.
Oof.
That's poor, though.
Yeah.
That's so poor.
That's poor. That shows you a lot, though. That
but
tells you a lot.
Like, obviously, I've seen Reddit come out and say that, like, oh, Lingard said that he didn't want to play against Chelsea. So,
That's
why he didn't really want to keep
the
run.
That's even more alarming.
For a kid that was your academy product,
that's even more alarming.
Try to rub it in all that stuff, innit? Like, I'm already pissed now on it, so I don't care. Like, do you get it? But not even to give him his dues, innit? Nah, man, shout out Jesse Lingard, bro. Like, he scored some important goals for us.
Yeah.
He scored in 3 cup finals. Nah, man, don't piss Jesse Lingard off, bro.
He should have went to West Ham.
But the thing is, imagine they told him to stay. And then he didn't play him.
And he put all these things in place to stop him from going.
And I'm like, for what?
Then bow him.
That's where we go.
No, that's imagine someone wants to give you 30 million for a player that's got like 18 months left in his contract. You say no. Like, no, we're going to give you games.
Play.
Summer comes, still opportunity. Don't want to let him go.
Yep.
January comes, like, he ain't played no game. I think he started
World
4
Cup
games.
Coming as well.
He started 4 games. And the thing is, he played so well that he was in the running. Like, 4 games he started this season. He made maybe, I think they said he made 22 appearances, all competitions, but all of them, most of them off the bench. But he's an academy product. You didn't pay nothing for him. You could, like, you've been paying his wages for 20 years. You could have got a nice little sum for him. And you know, like, as a gesture of goodwill, as someone who was like a loyal player to you, like, you didn't give him the move. You didn't even show him the respect to like give him let him get a little hand clap. Bro, like, it's just poor. Like, it's poor.
Mm. That's a lack of class, though.
Lack of class.
These times, mans are paying 89 million for their own academy product.
Okay,
them go for free.
I know you couldn't wait to say that though.
I've
heard Ben left the WhatsApp group, you know.
Imagine early doors, you know. Early.
I've gone, innit? But the thing is, I'm not even going to lie though. You could turn Pogba into a super villain though. Like, imagine leaving on a free, coming back for almost damn near 90 million. Being on like 400 grand a week, playing like hardly any games, well, and then leaving on the free again.
I know.
Thing is, the only thing that can make this worse is if he goes Man City.
Ooh.
Or Liverpool. Like, do you get it? Like, that's the only thing that can make it any worse. And the thing is, no Pogba, he might just do
it. City,
just, and then just be the best player in the world, or just be like that guy. But yeah.
That'll take the piece of pop. If you went to City,
he would have taken Manu and just wiped himself and then flushed it off.
Or didn't even flush it.
Imagine though.
But yeah.
Anyway, let's go on to today.
Let's just do what we're supposed to be doing, isn't it? Like,
obviously, sometimes, you know.
Those therapy sessions might be another episode.
Yeah, there will be. There will be another one,
exactly
though.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Definitely. All right, so on to today's quiz. Okay, so to continue on from the manager's theme, I've got a manager question here. So if all the guys are ready to go, we can have their pen and paper to hand.
Sure.
Okay, so today's question is about current manager, Jurgen Klopp. So obviously he's not in this time frame that we're looking at. But what is his...
Sark just got an advantage though. Yeah. Now, go on. It's Salt wins, it's going to be like Liverpool's league title. Like,
it's going to be asterisk. It's true. That's the
no, the thing is, don't change it.
Yeah.
It's just so that me and Tips can
think
complain.
About it, though. If, yeah. if it's bad bait, then.
So me and Tips can complain if we cut, if we don't win it.
Yeah.
It's fine, innit?
Alright, so
hopefully this will be the one of three things that Liverpool win this year. Because they're not winning the league, bro.
The Champions League.
Yeah, but you're, so you're not just, you're just not going to do the quadruple, like, bro. You can count this
I'm not gonna
as one of your quadruples if you win.
This is another triple, though.
I'll give this away for the quadruple, 100%.
Okay. Alright, so today's question, yeah? What is Jurgen Klopp's win percentage in all games, yeah?
So, in all games. Not just Liverpool.
For Liverpool, but what's his win percentage at Liverpool? So, you've got 15 seconds, your time starts now. So, what's Jurgen Klopp's overall win percentage as Liverpool manager? 3, 2, 1. Okay, pens down, guys.
Got my name in it.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
I think I know, but I don't know.
Close. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to do this in reverse order, yeah? I'm going to change it up in reverse order, yeah? So, Salt. Use furthest away at 81%. Sig, you're second.
Okay, yeah.
With 79%.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and Tips is first with 75%.
Yeah.
It was 64%.
Oh, fuck, I put 61.
You put 61.
I put 67
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. You was close because you put 61 and then changed it, bruv.
And I think, do you know why, yeah? Because I started to think... Do you know that all the cups you've won?
You know?
Yeah.
All the cups
you've won. I got
remember, win percentage.
Yeah. You can draw draws. Or... Yeah.
Not draws. Win.
Yeah.
Shit, I should have stopped with my answer, mate.
So, what did you say?
He put 61 at first.
And what did you say second?
79.
Yeah.
Because then I started to think, do you know, like, they've won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, the all the cups. Like, so yeah. It's win all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still not bad though. That's nearly 7 in every 10. So
yeah, so it's still good actually.
Yeah, yeah. Can't complain about that.
What was the actual score?
64.
So it's not that's bad though.
If you look at like Fergie, it's like high 50s as well.
Oh, is it?
Low 60s, yeah.
Imagine,
so definitely
going,
but obviously
he was going mad though.
Yeah. Exactly. So even if you look at Wenger had 58%. Mourinho's got 60%.
Even with Man United as well.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So
still got 60%.
Yeah, still got 60%. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, definitely up there. Fergie got 65%.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Guardiola, is he there?
Yeah, 74%. Guardiola.
Mm.
So, yeah, but obviously he's a lot less time than compared to Fergie. Yeah. So, Tips, you won the armband, bro, for the first time.
Yeah. That's time to captain this
well
ship.
Well done.
I think...
Yeah, it's because Wings is not here,
all my choices are going to be taken now, so...
It's because Wings is not here, that's why...
No, do you know what it is, yeah? I don't think your choice will be taken.
Mm.
I think there's enough to share around, you know? I don't think we have to worry about...
Now I'm second, it's like a conundrum for me.
So just before you go, Tips, yeah? Just quickly explain to everyone. Everyone's got one choice each for managers.
Yep.
Then after we're going to do the subs bench, and that'll be, like, mainly made up of the players that didn't make the first 11.
Yeah.
And we'll just go through them and see which ones we're going to the subs bench, innit? How many are we going to have? Maybe 9 or 11?
Yeah.
9?
Yeah, 9.
Yeah, I think 9's a good amount. So, okay, Tips. So go for your choice of manager of the decade. How's it feel going first, by the way?
Yeah, it's you know what? Sometimes going last has its advantages, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can, like, be a little bit of a decision maker, innit?
Yeah.
Well, your decision's made for you.
And then, like, you don't have to and ah too much. You just go with who's left in it, really. Mm. So, going first, obviously you get to go with your first choice, but you got to make that first choice as well, isn't it? So, yeah, I'm going to go for this guy still. So, he was a player who became a manager. His name, middle name is Edmundo.
Okay.
Played in midfield and defence. And played in many, many great sides himself.
Yeah.
Created.
Yeah.
A great side. So if you haven't guessed already or can't guess.
Yeah.
I think I know.
His full name is Franklin Edmundo Rijkaard.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with Rijkaard. Frank Rijkaard as my
is your choice, yeah, your candidate.
Keeper. Yeah. Could have gone elsewhere.
Big keeper.
I was just gonna let you live on that one. You said goalkeeper, you said keeper, innit? No, I was trying to keep it down, man. Okay, I looked up, I saw AJ looking.
I saw you, man, looking. Can I say something? Yeah, now obviously, manager. But yeah, great player. One of those. One of the first.
So that's the match, you know.
Them Homer ones, you know. Yeah. Get it dark, you know.
Damien.
Yeah. But, great player. One of the, well, I can't say one of the first, but he was a great player who then went on to become a great manager. For a period. Mm. Started his coaching career at the top, really. He was part of the coaching staff for the national team, Netherlands national team in World Cup 98.
Mm.
So he was part of the backroom staff with Johan Neeskens, who was another great Dutch player.
Player, yeah.
And
yeah.
The manager was Goose Hiddink.
Mm. Goosey. Goosey,
you know,
Goosey
Gander. I just gave it the double U, you know.
Yeah.
Well, like, well, you call him Gus, yeah?
Man just got soup in the national.
It's the opposite of butcher, isn't it? Like,
man did it with flair and everything.
Yeah, accents in the right place, you know, that was like. Everything was good, like, grammar was good as well.
Yeah, green light. Oh, got the green light. Yeah. Wow, I'll take that though. We need to find the opposite to Frank Butcher. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Will Flair.
Is that Ric Flair?
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Might be Nature Boy, you know. Woo! Well, he needs a Rolex for it. But yeah. Yeah, he's hitting, killing. But then he went on 2001-2002 to become manager of Sparta Rotterdam.
Okay.
Was
that 01-02 you say, yeah?
01-02.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So did well there. They got relegated to the second division. For the first time in their history.
Ooh, kind of did that well.
And the goose,
well,
yeah.
Man said did well.
For the first time in their history.
Now, the un was silent though. Unwell was silent. Didn't want to shoot him down. Didn't want to shoot him down to the Yeah, the un was silent.
Oh man, that hurt me. I can't lie.
Yeah, so out of that, he managed to get the job at Barcelona.
Nah! Bro, I don't even know that.
I'm not saying, well, he just got relegated.
He got team relegated and got Barcelona.
But it was like, it took a year out.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Enough time for you to forget, though. That's like when you forgot, though.
That's 12 months, though. Forget, though.
I forgot.
I forgot, anyway.
But, to then go on and do what he done,
yeah,
kind of shows that he took that year, that whatever happened in that year, he went to the mountains in that year, and then came back.
Yeah.
As the Frank Rijkaard we remember, though.
Yeah.
Just the little curly locks.
Yeah. Though,
just the little curly locks. But, yeah. 2003-2004 season, came under Laporta.
Mm.
I think he was after, at that time, he was after Beckham. And then Beckham went to
Real.
Real.
Yeah.
And then he slipped in and got Dino, innit?
Yeah. Okay, and yeah, went
Who was going to replace Beckham.
Yeah.
So there was this little merry-go-round at the time between PSG, Real, United. Barca, and United.
Yeah.
And three players were involved. And Man United was the one that ended up
empty-handed.
Yeah.
But they got Ronnie in it?
They got Ronnie.
Yeah.
Nah, but that was way after.
The after?
No, it was way after.
Nah, I don't think it was enough. He got number seven shirt.
Yeah,
but they had no one.
No, because actually Valencia when did, had it for a second. I think like for half a season or something.
No, you got Valencia when you got rid of Ronaldo, wasn't it?
Because when did Ronaldo leave, though? I mean, when did Bex leave, though? Sorry, 2001. 2001.
No,
2003 to Real.
There you go. And then Ronnie came that same season, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I remember. Because that's why he had the numbers. Like, oh, here's a new Beckham.
Did he give him the number 7 straight away? But yeah, anyway, in terms of this deal involving Rijkaard, Beckham, that kind of fell through. Crowd was going mad, saying like, you promised us
someone,
didn't get the marquee signing. And was it the season before? No, it might have been 2000 when Figo went.
Oh yeah.
Might be 2001.
That's what I'm thinking, maybe.
Yeah.
2001, about them time.
2001, yeah.
So, that kind of, obviously the rivalries there already, they've lost out twice, and they weren't doing well at that time, because they had Cliver Saviola that time, when towards the end of that era,
innit? Yeah.
They weren't saying that much, innit?
The half kit.
So, he came in, brought in Deco, Eto, Marquez, Julie, promoted Victor Valdez, Lionel Messi,
Xavi
was kind of like a mainstay, but he pushed through Iniesta.
Ronaldo did get the number 7 straight away.
See?
Is it?
I knew it, bro. I knew it wasn't getting crazy, bro.
Yeah. Because the thing is, Ronaldo wanted the number 28 shirt.
Imagine that. No, number 7.
You get number 7.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Because no, for some reason I thought that someone had it for a spell.
But, yeah. I thought it was just sitting down for a bit. So, he won the La Liga. So, he got there 2003-2004. Won the La Liga the next season. The next two seasons. 2004-05, 2005-06. And won it twice at the Bernabeu.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the first one, actually.
Yeah. Mm. So
and that's the best feeling when you win it at your
rival, isn't it? Yeah. 100.
Yeah. Also, he won the Champions League.
Yeah.
05-06.
Yeah, 06, yep.
so, yeah, man. I think for that little period, couldn't see past him, set up the team, which Pep went on to take over.
Mm.
There was a little bit of a slowdown because, you know, United beat them 0-7 away, innit?
Yeah.
In the semi-final.
Scores.
Yeah. And then he stepped down in 2008 after that, pretty much. And then Guardiola took over and pretty much ran home with it. Then he went on 2009 to Galatasaray.
Oh yeah, he did. I kind of remember that though.
Yeah, but he didn't stay there that long.
Not long. Mm.
Yeah. So that's him for the decade, really.
Yeah.
So kind of ends a bit sour.
Starts sour.
Starts a bit sour, but there's a little glory in the middle.
Middle, isn't it?
And then he set up a team
to be pushed on,
which brought back the old kind of Cruyff
ways, the total football ways.
Yeah, without, because Van Gaal went it and tried to take it his way.
Yeah.
Because you know they always had that little kind of rivalry with Cruyff, and he kind of wanted to have people talking about the Van Gaal way.
Yeah, rather than
Cruyff way, innit? Even though they come from the same school themselves, innit?
Mm.
So, yeah, I think Rijkaard. Because Rijkaard and Cruyff both played under...
Played at Meikles.
Meikles.
He was the manager in the 8, Rinus.
Rinus Meikles.
He was the manager in the 88 when they won the Euros.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, they both kind of took from him. And then obviously Rijkaard then took from Cruyff.
Mm.
And they just kind of laid a little blueprint.
Mm.
Maybe his temperament, I don't know what it was, but kind of started to fall apart. He didn't get to rebuild the next team, you could say.
No.
That could be the argument.
Yeah. Didn't get another go, innit?
Yeah, because Dino left and you could see the team was kind of aging.
Yeah.
Eto but he had Messi coming through.
Yeah.
Like the Bojans and all that.
Yeah.
All these other guys coming through underneath. So
Busquets and that was coming.
Yeah. So there was people to step up. PK. So, but he just never got the chance to do it, innit?
Mm.
And I think he fell out of love with it maybe after that because he hasn't really
since, innit?
Since he was doing something with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. But I don't know, do you think with some managers that was like really good players as well, sometimes they can only really manage a really big team.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can manage like a smaller team because I think they get frustrated at the lack of understanding quality, and quality and that. And they can't communicate with them how they really want them to play.
Yeah.
But when you go to a team like Barcelona, everyone understands straight away how he wants to play.
Yeah. And I think he just suited Barcelona.
Yeah, definitely.
And their way of playing in comparison to Real.
Yeah. He might get away with it at Ajax as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think it's something he can take anywhere.
Mm.
But I think it's more to do with, you see, like, teams who are actually made culturally.
Mm.
Like, the team has to have a culture of playing
identity,
football.
Identity, yeah. You and know the what thing I mean?
Is, because it starts in every age group, in every single team, you don't really have to go in and then teach each individual player that you have how to play that way. It's coached into you.
Yeah.
And then exactly. All you have to do is maybe coach one or two signings to play the way you want them to play. So I think like there's a lot of managers like that who like buy into culture. And I think that's what, well, I'm never going to get into Man United, but
yeah.
It's like a cult, if a coach is setting out a club, I think it's easy to go in and manage.
Yeah.
Especially if you yourself come from that culture in both senses, in the sense that you were Ajax in the first place, and that whole Dutch revolution in Spanish football was the era that you was actually balling in, and you was good at it as well. So yeah, mad. That's
mad. He was around those who were creating that
exactly
school.
I think
yeah, it's definitely that's a major point. But when you kind of then get a manager to come and create that culture, it doesn't usually, when you look at it, it doesn't come from one manager.
No, it's
like a process, mini movement.
Yeah.
So like, even when Pep was doing his thing, you had Brendan Rodgers trying to mimic him from early. You got these other managers trying to mimic. So then it becomes a movement. If you got one rogue, like Bielsa's just out there doing his thing, his approach.
Yeah.
But no one else is really buying into it.
No.
But everyone's buying into Pep. Then, again, he just looks like he's on the mad one. But all these approaches have their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely.
So it's just one of them ones. But it seemed to work. What Rijkaard was doing at Barca.
Yeah, it definitely worked.
Going back to the old Dutch way.
Yeah, it worked.
Seemed to work at the time. Where he balanced getting goals and playing attractive football, but also securing points.
And I think there's too much of a Dutch click in there as well. There are like a lot of Dutch players there at one stage, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that was
Van Gaal. Yeah.
He made it.
Like that.
He kind of made it the Dutch national team almost. With like
the balls,
sprinkle of Spanish. Just for decoration though.
Garnishment.
Just for garnishment. Yeah, just for the side though. Which is spicy ass from Nando's though. Just gentle. Coastal.
General coastal.
Just unseasoned coastal. Not even the house law though. But yeah, I'm gonna go with sketchy one, but yeah, I'm gonna go with Rijkaard. I think for the 2000s, when people think of the team, the players we've got in the team already,
he'd be a good manager for them, wouldn't
it? I think he managed most of them in the attacking sense anyway. So so yeah, I'm gonna give it to Franklin Mundo.
Cool. Rijkaard. Cool. Sig. Go for your choice.
See. That's why I needed Wings to be here, because I know that
he would say it.
He would say the person that
he needs to be said.
Not saying it.
Or it needs to be said. Maybe.
Yeah, I think he does need to be said, doesn't it? And the thing is,
there's managers that need to be said for sure.
But if
you don't say it, no one else is saying it though.
Yeah. I know. If I don't say it, no one's else going to say it. And the thing is, I'm kind of hoping that Sharp will say the other person.
Yeah.
But MJ, you're having a choice today, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
Then I know MJ will say
MJ will talk it up at the end. I know we like to go.
But I kind of want to force someone else.
Yeah, I know you did.
Because the thing is,
it's controversial. There's a few, though.
Do you know what? Like, if no one says it, I'm stopping the episode, though. I don't want to show a bias, so I'm just going to be honest, So he started off as an interpreter.
Yeah.
And he was interpreting for a kind of England legend.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the man you're talking about.
Already.
Yeah.
He was a coach in his own right, but he got the job to be like an interpreter. And this was in his native Portugal. So he was a, he started out as a player, average player, nothing to really write home about. He moved through the Portuguese leagues. You can't really say that you'd have noticed him as a player, but when he finished playing football, he did become very, very noticeable as a manager. He even gave himself the title, the special one. And if you're being honest and you look back at his career, like, he wasn't very wrong about it. Like, definitely is like a good manager. He definitely done some things that probably not a lot of people would have thought he could have did. But towards the end of his managerial career, that there were some chinks starting to show. But in this period that we're talking about, bro, like, you can't even look very, very far past him, innit? So I'm talking about Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
And obviously it's kind of hard for me to say that.
I know, I'm surprised.
You like Legend, then he's got his second.
But
like, United legends got his second.
But Sol's got all the bands now.
All the bands.
He's been waiting, like, he's been waiting for years.
I just got faith in MJ.
This guy, I don't want to say that guy.
I've got faith in him, and I, like, because you don't participate. I'm gonna try to force you into it. I'm pretty sad that you probably might not want to.
Really?
But like, yeah, so he was Sir Bobby Robson's interpreter at Sporting Lisbon and then at Porto. So he was there as an interpreter. Like, if you see any of those videos, you always used to see that Mourinho somewhere in the background or in the press conferences after speaking for a minute. He started his managerial career at probably one of Porto's biggest rivals, which is Benfica. That was in 2000. So he was only there for a year. And then he went on to manage a team I've never heard of and I will not try to pronounce. But where you're going to really remember him is from 2002. In 2002, he took over at Porto. And you got to imagine, Porto ended up winning their league twice. And then probably most memorably, they went on to win the Champions League. And in that season, obviously, they knocked out Man United.
Yeah, really running down the touchline.
Yeah.
Mad celebration, obviously. And that wasn't the only time he did that stupid shit. Sliding on his knees.
Yeah.
All that bullshit. But like,
it was new for a manager to be so involved
in that team, innit?
There was a bit of class then in terms of like, or
managers were etiquette. super
reserved.
They were super reserved. But like Mourinho, like, he really kind of wore his heart on his sleeve. But like, if you think back to that team, that Porto team was average but decent. Like, they had some good players, or players who went on to be good players. You had Decos. You had
Cavalio, Benny McCarthy,
Manish. They had some really, really good players, but when you saw them playing in the group stage, they looked
Costinha as well.
They looked so average, but like Mourinho kind of perfected a tactic of parking the bus, and against Man United, like, even though during that game they had some decent chances, but we hit the post so many times, so many last ditch tackles, and that it was a sad one, because that should have been an easy win. Like, Man United, for that period, we didn't win enough Champions League for being like up there as one of the good teams, like one of the best teams, and like, we didn't win enough Champions League. Like, we were dominating our league, spanking everything, and we didn't really translate that much into in Europe. Like, 99 and then 2007. Like, so in that sense, you think we should have really, really did better. But Mourinho, though, he went from Champions League, from first European Cup for like Porto for, in like probably like 20 years or whatever. Bringing them to the Champions League and then getting them moved like pretty much straight away to Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did at Chelsea, came there, won the league.
Double, like twice, sorry, consecutive.
Exactly. And then you got to think like, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
In his first season, let me just go through his stats fully. Porto, they won the league in 2002. They won the league again in 2003. They won the Portuguese Cup in 2002. They won the Portuguese Super Cup in 2003. Champions League 2003. And then they won the UEFA Cup the year before. Mm-hmm. So like, for like a relatively new manager, he had Benfica for a year, did nothing. And he had some
other team,
second rate Portuguese team. But then he went on one Champions League, like, so he won the Europa League, or UEFA Cup.
Yeah, UEFA times, Cup, yeah.
His first season. Then he won the Champions League the season after that.
And won the league back to back.
And won the league back to back both years. Then he's left there. He's won the Premier League in 2004 and the Football Cup in 2004. And then he's gone on to win.
Football Cup?
League Cup.
Yeah, Football League Cup.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, League Cup.
And then obviously he's gone on to win it in 2005. And again in a period that's kind of outside that time frame in 2014 on his second time around.
Mm-hmm.
He won the FA Cup in 06. He won the League Cup again in 2006 and 2014. Community Shield in 2005. And that almost just to kind of round off the decade, he won Serie A R 2008 with Inter.
Oh, yeah.
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 And obviously he won
the
Super Coppa Italia. And then obviously in 2009, which is the next year, he won the league again and the Champions League.
Mm.
So in this period of time, he's won the Champions League twice.
Mm.
And he's won it with two different teams.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, he's won it with an average team and an actually decent team.
And done the treble as well.
And he's done the treble. Mm. And obviously that, like, his career at Real Madrid, which is outside his period, but he won pretty much everything. Like, every single place he's been to,
he's won
at least a trophy. Mm. Obviously, the time at Man United, obviously, yeah, we won the Europa League.
Mm.
We won the Community Shield.
League Cup.
We won the League Cup. But, like, Mourinho as a manager, like, as much as you kind of might look at him and think, he's really
nice. I hate him.
Mm. And you might not like him because he's so, like, out there and so, like, wants everyone to know he's the best.
Yeah.
But he brought us that front three, you know, he didn't bring it, but he had that little winger spell. You know when you've got Robins and...
Yeah, Duffs.
Like, Duffs and that, like, he played that. Those first couple seasons in the
Chelsea,
Prem,
yeah.
That 4-3-3 was Mourinho.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Fergie played the first one.
Okay. Maybe. I'm not going to doubt it, but...
I don't know. I always thought that Fergie copied Mourinho on that, you know. Because I remember seeing when that Chelsea team came together, that's what he was playing. That's what he was buying his players for.
But what he did do was he started to invert them more. Like, he would have...
Robin on the right.
Robin on the right.
I think that's because it was Robin and Duff.
Yeah. But like obviously, man, that when they like just playing the three, it was like slightly different. But yeah,
who was your three then at that time? You never had a three.
No,
you never played 4-3-3.
Tevez, Rooney.
No, it was Tevez.
That was before. He was doing it before that. No, Rooney was doing it before that.
No.
Yeah.
No. So you're saying that Mourinho, when he first came, do you remember his first team?
Who was in the first team? Did he buy like all these people in the when he first got there?
Yeah, he did.
That was like
he bought Jogba,
Cavallio.
Cavallio.
Who else?
What, did he buy Robin or was Robin there?
He might have bought Robin in there, maybe.
Because Robin came
Duff was there already.
Duff was there already.
He bought Robin,
He bought Robin.
Yeah.
So he's building his front three. Then he bought Wright Phillips.
Yeah. Joko was there.
Kalu, Maluda, all these people are like to fulfill that area.
Yeah, but his strike force, he was playing.
And then even, what's his, Gudjonsson?
I don't. Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So they won't really play that free that.
They were playing it first.
I'd have to beg to differ though.
No, because that weren't Fergie's way.
Fergie's 4-4-2.
Yeah. Then when he was the first to change, as soon as Mourinho changed, Fergie was the first. Then we slowly changed to that. I think Mourinho, I'll give him that. One thing for sure, he come through and changed the way things are, isn't it?
No, for sure. But yeah, no, he was, he wasn't always that negative. He wasn't always like super part of the bus, but he would get up and he would definitely like know how to shut up shop. But the thing I really liked about Mourinho is that he would always like create that siege mentality.
Back against the wall.
You think that Chelsea team used to park the bus back like that first Chelsea team though? I don't think.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said initially. He wasn't always the part of the bus kind of guy.
Yeah, that team seemed like they were just on smoke.
That first team,
a bit like
he was designed to win, innit? Because he was still a new manager, but then Mourinho started wanting to win more than he wanted to play football. And that's because I feel like he was after like personal accolades.
Yeah.
Like he wanted to keep winning season after season after season. So his football kind of suffered. Because you got to imagine, like you had Jeremy right back.
Like he started overthinking it.
And yeah, he started to become super negative.
Maybe not part of the bus, but they were definitely like solid defensively. I remember all them times they played Arsenal, all they did was sit back and hit in the counter.
Yeah.
Always, bro. Always.
But that makes sense playing against us because we need you the ball, to play.
Yeah.
So that you can pass it around between the lines and that. But like, no, Mourinho was really astute.
Especially them times when Wenger would just play the same way.
Same way.
All the time. Yeah.
So.
But no, Mourinho was, even still is, like a really good manager. But I think in the last stage of his career, he was still playing Mourinho football and it wasn't necessarily working, did it? Like,
he's getting so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
The game moved on, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That changed quite rapidly.
He didn't really. But even now at Roma, he kind of seems to be a different kind of manager. He seems to be a little bit more
relaxed.
And do you know the ones where in the early 2000s, like we're 2022 now, like the makeup of players is different. Like before, do you know like where you could just tell a player, it's us against the world. But you can't say it's us against the world when all your players are on Instagram.
all your players are in the world.
They're fully there. They know for sure it's not.
I wouldn't be on the world side.
I'm on the world's team.
Endorsements and all.
So like, at his last couple of jobs, and that's why you kind of see that Mourinho is not really like a builder. He's like, if you got Sang, I can protect it for a bit.
And hold down the fort, you know.
Yeah, two seasons. Like, literally, like, batten down
two
the hatches.
Seasons, yeah, for 2 years.
After that, I'm done, innit?
Yeah.
I'm super done.
He's like a surveyor, though. Just come in, tell you where everything's going wrong. Quick ways to patch up. But right, you need a builder, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then give you a number too for your builder.
So, yeah, no, definitely in that 9 year period, that 2000-2009,
yeah,
like, I can't look past him as the best manager in that period. Like, what he did with all the teams he played for, or all the teams he managed, like, you can say that. Yeah, genuinely, like.
Do you think that with our team, he'll try and park the bus? He can't park the bus with our team.
No. But the thing is, but we're getting 2000 to 2009 Mourinho.
Okay.
Do you get it? Like,
early Mourinho.
The early Mourinho, the Inter Mourinho, yeah, the Chelsea Mourinho. Yeah. Like,
poor Mourinho.
Even the poor Mourinho, like, he was just more shrewd. He was shrewd with it. Like, he made good subs.
Yeah.
Like, do you get it? Like, he didn't.
He was actually managing it.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. The game won't be 0-0 and you bring on another defender, like, you get it? Like, that's like a 2013 Mourinho. He'll bring on a defender and just say, do you know what? Yeah, like, yeah, it's alright, like, we'll take the draw. Could we only need 4 more points, though, like, you get it? So yeah, that's my choice, Mourinho.
Yeah, cool, good choice. Sops, what are you saying, bro?
Hey, Sops, say that guy, bro.
You know what? I'm happy he's not left me for one of my main choices, though.
Okay.
But this guy, he's the only manager to have won the World Cup,
yes,
the Champions League, the European Championship, and the World Cup Cup.
Yeah, start to my pinky, though.
Okay. But is it all in this period, yeah? No.
Yeah. No.
No, yeah. But then what he won in this period still stacks up to Mourinho, I think.
I bet you had like 4 years off as well.
And imagine that, and that's the smack in the head. He took half of the decade off and he still won enough. That's how he met. Then he just came back at the end of the decade, won a World Cup.
Oh, sorry, so don't let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
But no, he only managed really Real Madrid, Besiktas for one season in Spain.
Yeah.
That's all he managed. He managed to clean up. Me personally, I think that's quite ill. And if you didn't know, he is the shy, moustached man. Vicente del Bosque.
Yeah, man. Del
Bosque.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he was quite sick because then, obviously he weren't really a player. Actually,
he was for real, he won so many titles. I was thinking of Mourinho,
he actually won like 5 La Ligas with
there
them,
you go
yeah
yeah imagine all in the 70s. He was part of the mid 70s hit squad, but with
hit makers, you know.
You know, Real Madrid winning from early, you know. But I won't bring up what happened with City again. But yeah, my figure is played for Spain only 18 times. But then I just like the way he just came in and smashed the whole management game, you know. Just like got managed in Real Madrid as a caretaker in 94 after the first guy got sacked. Came in again in 96, caretaker. But then he was proper manager from 99 to 2003. So just that early part of the year. And obviously that's when they started having that Galactico period. Mm. So he had to manage players who were bought in by, I think it was Florentino Perez at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even want half them, but he had to still coach them into a team and that. And to manage to do that and win. Okay, let's just go through his honours quickly. So he won La Liga in 2000-2001. So what, the second season, 2000-2001, and 2002-2003. So he won 2 La Ligas. Then he won Champions League in 99-2000. So first season, you know. Imagine he won the Champions League. Then he won it again 2001-2002, you know. So he kind of dominated, won the World Cup 2002.
Just in the timeline as well, perfectly.
Just in the timeline, like, so he started the era strong. Cause I think before that, I don't think they'd won it for a while.
Madrid,
you know?
Yeah.
But he actually brought them back, the Galacticos, gave them that World Club Cup 2002, Super Cup 2002. So they kind of cleaned up Super Copa de España 2001. And then World Cup. I mean, then obviously he got Spain manager after he left, took a bit of a break.
Then how long was the break?
So from 2006, because that's when he stopped. No, 2005, sorry. So he only managed Besiktas for the 2004-2005 season. And then he took a 3-year break and then managed Spain in 2008.
Wow, bro. He took a third of this period off, though.
Mm. Imagine, he still came back, won the Confederations Cup 2009 in Spain, then won the World Cup with 2010, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like at some time,
unfortunately.
Oh, okay, I'll say it's up to 2009. Yeah. Okay, so let's say you got the Confederations Cup. So imagine.
That's not the precursor. No one cares about the Confederations Cup.
No, but it's still a cup with your nation, though.
Maybe.
And imagine just won it in a decade as well. Imagine, I think Del Bosque, he actually smacked it. Imagine we were saying it's hard for ex-players, good players, to become managers and. He actually managed. So basically, Real Madrid have been doing this for years. You know, when you
just Zidane.
Ancelotti, you know them ones that are good with just managing egos. They've had that mold for years, you know, and it seems to work, so why change it? But Del Bosque, you could argue he was the first in the current era to do that, I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that was in that.
But there's loads of throughout the whole, just throughout football, innit? It's kind of seems to be one of the ways in, innit? Managers going into.
Yeah, like, because they fast track, like, ex players, innit?
Yeah. Yeah. And ex players, they've been in the dressing room, so they know, innit? So they might just be the captain ones and stuff.
Exactly. But yeah, no, nah, that's a good shot, though.
Mm.
Yeah, 100%. I think, imagine it took half the time off as well.
I can't lie, I looked at him, man, I thought, because the World Cups and all that stuff,
it's came after,
like, after that period. Mm. So,
imagine Del Bosque, imagine 2006, he was, he was approached with Mexico's manager, but he declined. Then, yeah, he became Spain manager, waited that for the Spain manager, so, imagine he chilled, but yeah, I mean, I think the fact that he took the half the year off, arguably, I'd say he won more than Rijkaard.
Yeah, he probably won more than Rijkaard.
Mm.
But Rijkaard birthed the generation, though.
But so did Del Bosque, kind of.
And you've got to think of who he brought through, though. He brought through Iniesta and Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's
history making.
Yeah, that's legacy birthing, though.
Yeah, legacy. Yeah.
Well, Mourinho won the Champions League with Porto.
But MJ's got to do his one, though. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it
was all good. It was all okay. I got speeded in case quickly, though.
Come on, MJ. Just say that name, man.
I'm gonna say a name. Don't know if it's worth the name that you want.
Nah, we can't. Oh.
Mr. A name.
Mr. A name, you know. No, but the manager I'm going to go for during this time period, he won 2 Champions Leagues.
Yep.
Also, 1 runner up in the Champions League. He won his domestic title, domestic cup. 2 Super Cups, UEFA Super Cups, and 1 FIFA World Club Cup. And this guy is Carlo Ancelotti.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sig. I know you wanted me to say Fergie, yeah? And I feel bad as well, but...
I would have said Wenger before Fergie, though.
You would have said Wenger before Fergie?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, nah.
So, none of them won in the Champions League. Oh, yeah,
that don't matter.
Yeah, Fergie did.
Yeah, won, innit?
Won 2008, yeah.
Yeah. And Carlo won 2 and was runner up in it in that Istanbul.
Infamous one,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's 3 Champions League within that period. 3 finals, anyway. He won the Serie A once during that time period with AC. Won a Super Coppa Italiana, a Coppa Italia as well. So that's the guy I'm going to go for as well, because I think this guy was quite astute, very tactically aware. Especially with the AC side, with Kaká, and Seydou, Gattuso, bro. I've heard a lot of good things about his man management as well, and how he can manage all the egos in the dressing room, and he done his thing, to be honest, really as well.
Even to this day, though.
Yeah, he's still doing his thing now.
Trying to go to Everton, it didn't work.
But just went back to Real, and just... Imagine this the final again.
Straight away,
bro.
After doing that with Everton.
Yeah, I know.
he did abandon in Everton.
Yeah, he did. He done them a bit dirty, though, to be fair. He
took the good out of Goodison, though.
Instantly. It's Madison, you know.
Madison.
Shit. So, yeah, no, that's my choice, guys. So,
Stanley, real quick, bro.
In it.
That's bad, though.
Stanley Park. But so yeah, so I'm sure there's a few honourables we're gonna go through. Sig, you go first.
Bro,
the red faced devil, you know.
I don't know how Fergie did it. Like, you're choosing Ancelotti, yeah. Ancelotti done nothing, bro.
Imagine he's done nothing.
Absolutely. Like, Champions League in that decade, that's period.
Bro, he just goes to Bayern.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the time period, though. That's why I didn't mention
Bayern. But that's what I'm saying. Like, as a manager, he's done nothing. He's done hardly anything. So, like, man's, like, Ancelotti's the kind of man, yeah, that doesn't play Baggio. Gets rid of Zola. No, but that's dead, bro. But anyway, yeah, like, I give a shout out to Fergie. Like,
yeah.
If I knew you were going to be so biased, yeah.
I was surprised you were going to say Fergie.
Yeah.
Nah, I knew you weren't going to say it, but I thought MJ had But yeah,
it's like, close.
Even close. Lippy.
Mm.
Yeah, Lippy. You can say Lippy.
Mm.
Trapattoni.
Give him a shout out. What about Benitez?
Yeah, Benitez is 100%.
Valencia.
Yeah,
I was going to say Valencia as well. Yeah, he won Champions League with Liverpool.
Wenger definitely needs a shout.
Wenger, yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
Change the game.
For what?
Invincible as well.
Yeah, I would say he won a couple of league titles, Invincible season as well during that time period. What about Heidsfeld as well, maybe?
Omar. Bayern,
yeah.
What about Felix McGruff?
McGaff. Yeah, he was at Bayern as well, wasn't it?
But was it Wolfsburg?
Stuttgart.
Yeah, and he done Wolfsburg, but that's 2010, I think, or 2009.
Yeah.
What about another manager I wanted to shout out?
Fatim Terim.
Oh, yeah.
Galatasaray.
Mm.
They won the UEFA Cup in 2001.
Yeah, against Arsenal.
I remember those days. Arsenal,
yeah.
They were hard, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that red flare time, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. You knew that it was grand. Oh, it was on.
It was on, yeah.
One of the worst places to go to, wasn't it?
What about Pellegrini? Got Villarreal to the Champions League semi-final
period.
He's like an accountant or something,
isn't it? Oh, is that what he is? He's something like that, though, isn't it?
Or architect, something kind of
something,
isn't
it?
Because he's not in football.
Sitting there crunching.
That's why his eyes are like that, though. He needs to see the numbers.
The ones and
twos. That's some eagle eyes. Yeah.
The Neo eye, though.
Season bites, bits and bites.
No, man. How
are
you not mentioning Fergie,
bro?
Can't get over that.
I know you're crestfallen, isn't it, Sig?
Who's the Deportivo manager? With Tristan and that.
Good question, you know.
Because I think he deserves a shout. Because I swear they banked AC 4-0 in the Champions League one time.
Yeah, qualifying it.
Yeah.
What about Joachim Löw?
Yeah. Germany.
He's Germany during them times.
Well, they won it in 2020.
Nah, I know. But he got to the final in 2008, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did he say Scolari?
No, he didn't say Scolari,
Sure,
no.
You know.
Yeah. Scolari.
Mm. But he didn't do much with Chelsea, though.
No, he didn't do much with Chelsea. But, like, you got to imagine he had Brazil, Portugal. Mm. Like, he was won the World Cup.
Yeah, he was a big manager.
Yeah, Palmeiras, he don't know if they actually.
Mm.
If you're
sitting
right.
Palmeiras. So I think that's pretty much everyone covered anyway.
Yeah.
So let's go to the vote.
Gerard Houllier.
Give him a shout. RIP as well, yeah. Yeah, no, give him a shout still. Alright, you're going to go to the vote, Sig?
I'm going Mourinho.
You got Mourinho?
Yeah.
Tips, what are you saying?
The thing is, I personally like the idea of Rijkaard, you know, because we got Dino, Eto, Henry in it.
Mm. Up top, yeah.
Up top. He managed all three of them. Think he might be just that kind of, again, like me, I like to go with the road card sometimes, isn't it? Because sometimes it's a bit boring to just kind of stay down the middle, innit?
Mm.
So, like with Sinny, I might
pull a left field one. Yeah,
I might go left field. I might not even. It's not so far left, but
it's enough. Yeah,
there's like obviously Mourinho. His cabinet speaks for itself. But even when Chelsea was just going forward and winning, it still didn't look as good as that Barca team, innit? And I think I prefer that aesthetic, innit?
Mm.
So, and then who was your guy?
Del Bosque.
Del Bosque, well.
Mm.
I don't really want him to just take 4 years off like that, innit? A random one, innit? So, like, as good as he is, I don't know if I could afford a 4 year break, innit? We'll rule him out on that one. Then, Ancelotti, yeah, but he could cover a lot of areas, innit?
Mm.
So he could still slide into the next one, potentially, innit?
He's at Bayern as well.
Yeah.
PSG, okay, PSG as well, but obviously Real.
You give Ancelotti his credit, obviously. He's probably the only manager who won the title in all the five big leagues.
Yeah.
He won it in France, Germany, yeah. Spain,
England, Italy.
And Italy.
Yeah.
And like, he's the first manager to get to five Champions League finals as well.
Mm.
But like, he just walked into ready-made teams. Like,
yeah, no, definitely. Like,
the only team that he actually built is AC.
Bit in it a little bit,
yeah. But the thing he built AC because obviously he built that. I don't want Baggio.
He went on
to get Kaká and then get Sheva to get, because that's the way he wanted to play, innit? But other than that, he just come in and just someone else's team.
Yeah.
But Mourinho's built teams wherever he's gone.
But he had to have money though.
I think Chelsea. I think the best one is
Mourinho.
promote youth and build as well at the same time.
Yeah, but he's the only manager to get a team relegated, bro. The only time in their history, he got them relegated, bro. Yeah. That's just mad, bro.
And that's the cycle of life, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the thing is that we can't afford to get our team relegated.
That's just being frank. That's just being frank.
We can't afford to get relegated, bro.
I think Carlo can handle all those egos, though.
Yeah, he can handle those egos, though, but
can he build them?
Yeah, he can't build them. His team's already set, isn't it? He's walking into the team, bro. Everyone loves Carlo. All
right, go on, Tom. Who's your pick?
Me, I am going to go for Del Bosque.
Well. Yeah, I know. You're going to go for Del Bosque, yeah?
You know what we should do? We should do it like you can't go for your one.
Everyone's saying their own chair.
No, but come on, let MJ go, because the whole point is you got the armband, you're going to have to.
There's no point in anyone saying anything.
No, we don't know who MJ's going to go for.
Yeah,
I'm going to go for Carlo. He's the best, like, if the team's already set, he's got all superstars, he just comes in, does the thing, bro. Carlo will be better, bro. You know, he gets a Champions League final as well, bro. Like, it's guaranteed.
Yeah. But the thing is, Del Bosque, he never, all his time there, Real Madrid never got out of the semi final.
I think
got to the semi final or final, or one.
The manager's going to be Franklin.
Are you sure? to manage this team, yeah?
Yeah, I think with the strikers, it clearly shows what was the team of the decade. And we even tried to shoehorn, or Sig tried to shoehorn Iniesta. That would have been another wildcard product in the team. So I think it makes sense. I know there's some other great candidates, but you know, sometimes you got to wear the armband. You got to take the responsibility of bringing the team.
Still depending, you miss it, yeah. Like, yeah.
You got to bring the team.
I got Jordan Henderson. You know, I'm calling you Jordan. Just gonna miss it. But like,
and spit at Rudy Voller, you know. Oh,
into the mullet, though.
Into the mullet, you know.
That's greasy. Nah, I don't know. I don't mind. Right.
So how can you have that as our manager? Yeah. Doing them greasy acts.
No, that was a long time ago. He's playing though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not it.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna hold that against him. I'm not gonna hold that against him. Who knows what happened in the heat battle?
The thing is, there was a lot against him, kind of when he started there, anyway. Because they're thinking, wow, this guy, the last thing he did was relegate.
Smarter,
what them? Like, why are we going for him?
Mm.
And he had a lot to prove. Didn't get Beckham, like I said. And then
went out, turning around a bit. Changed around and a little bit though.
Promoted the right players, believed in that La Masia kind of route again. Made tweaks there.
Yeah, they did.
So yeah, man. He got the ball rolling for what you see today though.
For Barca, innit?
Pep.
Was
Pep then was kind of, he was like managing the under whatever. While he was managing the first team.
Yeah.
So he's picking up all those kind of skill traits from him and then obviously evolving it into from his own knowledge, innit? So same way like Arteta was under Pep for that period at Man City, it's that same kind of thing where, okay, there's an expectancy. You was under Rijkaard, we expect you to kind of take that and go forward. Like the same expectation that's on Arteta.
Yeah.
To take what he's learned under Pep and go forward.
Go forward, innit?
Arsenal. So, and what he did, he set that pace. Pep then's gone on to do what we've seen for the last couple decades. So.
Okay, so that's confirmed then. That's final. Rijkaard.
Skip.
I still think Carlo will do good, but that's for another episode.
Mourinho would be the best. The thing is, I knew for sure that no one would vote for Fergie.
Yeah,
so, at least I'd be in with a chance with Mourinho.
Yeah, nah, I hear you. All right, so let's look at our subs bench. We're gonna do 9 players on our subs bench. So we do 3 strikers, 3 midfielders, 2 defenders, and a goalie.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So the strikers that didn't make our first 11.
Go the boy one. Go goalkeeper upwards.
Do goalkeeper upwards, yeah. Let's save that till last. One sec. Goalie got Oliver Kahn, Casillas, Buffon, Cech, Van der Sar, Reina, or Toldo.
Alright, let's scrap Reina.
Yeah, definitely.
Toldo.
Yeah.
Van der Sar.
Okay.
Catches on bad, like, man, just throwing his way around
though. No, I'm just saying, like, would you reckon?
Nah, definitely Toldo and Reina. Then, it's really, it's kind of like out of
Van der Sar that's coming in the team.
Casillas. Oh, Kahn.
I think it's Casillas.
I think it's Kahn, man.
You think it's Kahn?
Kahn, he has the personality as well, the Aggie shine.
I'll go Buffon.
I'll go Casillas, you know.
You go Casillas. I did like Casillas.
Because of what he won, what he done, he came in young.
I did like Kahn as well, though. I'm not gonna, I did like all of them, actually. I'm not going to lie about it.
I like Kahn, but... for the whole 2000s,
he got cultured. That's what I'm saying.
He got Pernambucano into the net.
So to take him out, then it's just like Casillas or Buffon.
Buffon, that's when they went down. Because that was my pick. They went down, didn't it, to Syria
B during that time.
He didn't really win much for that period.
Yeah,
like he could potentially even go in to the next one. Next round, but.
Longevity, innit?
Yeah.
Who are you picking, MJ?
I'm gonna go Casillas.
So?
I think, because it's not Oliver Kahn, out of the two, I'd probably say Buffon.
Oof. You gotta say Buffon as well, yeah, innit?
Yeah, Buffon. So tips, armband, Casillas.
Casillas.
He got the best.
No, the best armband, didn't he?
Super armband, though.
All the deadlocks, you know.
Imagine all the deadlocks in one episode. Alright, then, so goalie on the bench is Casillas. Cool. Alright, defenders. So, our back four in the end was Cole, Cafu, Rio, and Puyol. So the other choices that didn't make it that we can choose from was Lahm, Ayala, Zambrotta, Carvalho, Cannavaro, Zanetti, Lucio, and Marquez. That's quite a tough one, actually. So we've got to choose two.
Already.
So we've got to choose one centre back and one.
I'm going for Lahm and Carvalho.
Okay, Lahm and Carvalho.
Yeah.
Tips, what are you saying?
Because Lahm was so close to getting in the team.
Yeah, Lahm's definitely in for me. I just like Lucio, you know. No, it's like Carvalho's hard for sure. Even kind of Cannavaro Ballon d'Or winner, isn't it?
Yep, 2006.
But I don't think he was that worthy, though.
No,
I think that was a bit of a throwaway Ballon d'Or.
Same as Jorginho, isn't it? Like, he won the World Cup, and that was
it. Yeah, it was. Yeah, he played well, but it weren't, weren't outstanding, though.
It weren't enough to get that.
So, yeah, he did win it, but. I'm not sure if that means much.
So you will go for Lucio.
Who else was there?
Zanetti. Sorry, let me stop. Lahm, Ayala, Zambrotta, Carvalho, Cannavaro, Zanetti, Lucio, and Marquez.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Lucio and Lahm, you know.
Yeah, Lucio and Lahm. That's so.
They can play together as well.
Yeah, true. One fullback, one centre back,
Yeah, I think for fullback, probably has to be Lahm.
Yeah.
Centre back, what centre backs is there?
Lucio, Ayala, Marquez,
Carvalho.
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 Oof. Probably at the time, Cannavaro, do you have to say?
Cannavaro?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lahm's definitely through. And so, we've got to decide between...
Well, who would you have went with? Lahm as well?
Yeah, no, I would definitely have gone on Lahm, yeah. Okay, centre-back, I would have gone with... Not Cannavaro.
Really, it's Lucio or... Lucio or Carvalho.
Out of them two, they're quite similar as well, you know. They're quite rugged, good on the ball, they can come through, come forward.
Lucio was like, he was like...
A bit more rugged, maybe.
He'll just drive the team, though.
Yeah.
He was like a driving force.
Carvalho was cultured.
Cultured, like, isn't it? I've seen spray
positive.
Yeah,
he's, yeah.
Left foot, right foot,
yeah.
Like, and he's a leader, another leader, like.
It's a tough one, though, you know.
Him coming on for Rio or coming on for
Puyol.
Puyol, like you can see it.
They both work, though.
Mm.
But I think just for that added edge, Lucio is just an added edge, though. He's coming up that for corners.
He ain't it, Chico. Just me.
R.I.P. too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, R.I.P. Jeez. Too much is going on, bro. I'm gonna go for Carvalho. So that's Lahm, Carvalho.
Just working against the armband, you know.
Never working against
a little uprising
there. All right,
that's perfect.
So Lahm and Carvalho.
Lahm can play anywhere as well.
Yeah, he can cover both fullbacks. Yeah, fullbacks area, so
that's
yeah. So midfielders, yeah, we've got three each. So, I mean, three midfielders, sorry, three positions for this one. So, with this one, we've got some good names to choose from, to be honest, actually. So we've got Mukwueme, Gerard.
Gerard
has to get in there.
Zabi, Alonso, Pirlo, Lampard, Iniesta, Fabregas, Serginho, Pervacano. So I think that's it. So yeah, Serginho, Fabregas, Lampard, Iniesta, Xavi, Pirlo, Xabi Alonso, Gerard, Mukwueme. It's quite a list though. Jeez.
You got three.
So I think with this one, I think you can just choose one each and they can be on the bench. So you can just choose your favourite player each from that list.
Be Gerard all day.
I know for you, be Gerard definitely. But I wouldn't. I think he deserves to be in there though.
Yeah, Gerard definitely.
Because I would have picked him as well.
Yeah.
Alright, then I will take Mukwueme.
Okay. I'm surprised you took Mukwueme, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I saw some clips that he was doing, like, for Villarreal.
Okay. The touches, isn't it?
Yeah. A couple of games against Inter. Like, he was
doing stuff,
man,
innit?
Merry-go-round. Yeah. Like, he was doing a lot of stuff.
Chopping, man. Innit? Yeah, he's choppy, though.
So, I'll definitely give it to Mukwueme.
Okay. Tips? Still got Xabi Alonso, Pirlo,
Xavi,
Ini, Lampard.
No, we're not using Ini for this one, are we?
Oh, sorry, took Ini out, sorry, you're right. So you got Xabi Alonso, Pirlo, Xavi, Lampard, Cesc, and Jorginho.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go. So we've got Gerrard.
Stevie.
Yeah, Gerrard and Mukwueme on the bench so far.
Okay. Oh, shit. So this is the third choice now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sig, man. He just left me. I can't do my throwaway one, man. I feel bad that I just... I'm doing a throwaway one,
crossing
the pressure,
wasn't it? See,
look
at the armband.
That's what I'm saying,
man. No, but it's alright, because each of your choices can just make the bench to the score. So we'll
be there's Pirlo,
Alonso,
and there's Xavi.
Yeah.
But I want Penn and Bucano in there.
Yeah. Free kick.
Yeah, you just know, like,
89th
minute, you got free kick. That's
bring him on, though.
Yeah. But can Xavi really be left out of it?
I know.
Yeah, you might. You sure it would kill me over Xavi, though?
Yeah.
Thing is, do you know why?
That's the mad one.
do you know why I was gonna choose Xavi first? Yeah. But I thought, do you know what? I'm just gonna, like, again, this is how I chose the last one. Do you know, like, if the team that's on the pitch is not doing it, you just want something different. And I think that he just gives us something different.
Spanner in the works, though.
He wanted the captain's armband.
Yeah,
it was all good when he's choosing Rijkaard. And yeah, now I'm making a hard choice, though. Like. The thing is, it'll forever horny if you might leave Xavi out.
Yeah, you know what? Let me see what Xavi's saying.
Because our midfield three anyways, Makalele, Kaká and Scholes.
And then it would be Gerard, Xavi and Mukwueme. That sounds better than Janino and Mukwueme.
Okay.
And Gerard. That just looks a bit mad.
So you're going for Xabi Alonso?
No.
Or Xavi? Hernandez. Okay. And I think this... Yeah, okay. You can't not have him. It's hard not to have him in your team.
That's just
He's a conductor.
That's just showing that how's that possible?
Yeah.
You try to be creative, but
you can't be creative and miss the most creative person.
Yeah.
Imagine. Yeah. Okay, alright, cool. So we've got Raquel May, Gerard and Xavi. I don't think we can really argue with that, to be honest. Okay, so right, strikers, this is going to be tough again, yeah. We've got Zlatan, Totti, Viduka, Villa, Del Piero, Raul, Rooney, Adriano, Van Nistelrooy, and then we added in two after Chev and Drogba. So you got, that's a lot of choices though.
How many we got?
Choose one each year. So you got Zlatan, Totti.
I think the name me, there's three that jump out.
Adriano.
Van Nistelrooy.
And Drog? Chev. I knew one of them.
I think Drog kind of goes over as well.
Drog is 2010s.
You think so, yeah?
Yeah,
but he won the Champions League in that in 2010s.
Yeah,
he could kind of drift over.
Just.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're going to say, yeah, now he's going to drift over, and then not even mention it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no.
Like, who did you do that with? I can't remember who you did that with. Van der Sar. He definitely fits in the next category. Man didn't even want to mention that. And someone else you did it with. I'm like,
no, we've done some drifters, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Tokyo, innit?
Fast and Furious.
Trust me.
I can't lie. I think I am going to pick Adriano, bro. Like,
yeah, that's your guy. That's your pick.
He's my guy. Like,
that's your original pick from that episode.
Bro, I'm telling you, when you throw him on, you know, he's lighting up the place, bro. He's lighting it up. And the thing is, the beauty of this is that we're getting prime. On their best day, Adriano, bro.
Over Rooney.
I want to pick Rooney as well, but like I actually really like Adriano. It was just different. And again, if the man's on the pitch and not doing it, he will always
bring him on.
He would just come on the right side and just boom. So yeah. But no one's.
And he would do it in such a brick way.
Yeah, brute force.
Just blase.
Just throw a man around, just manipulate onto his left peg and then just
wrap it, absolute wrap though.
See him hold man one hand.
Just wrap it in it.
Get on his left peg, back.
Just go. I looked for favours earlier and everyone let me down, didn't it? So obviously I had no shout at Rooney, bro, because Soft definitely ain't saying it.
Never.
And Soft's not joking as well. Deadly serious, you know, it's never. So what names jump out at you for your contenders?
The first one that grabbed me, I think, was Delps.
Yeah, that's your choice. Mm. David Villa, Raul.
Villa as well, Raul. The order.
Yeah.
Zlatan.
There's too many, you know.
Rude.
Totti.
Can be rude.
Chev.
Yeah,
Chev as well.
Drogs. I don't want to mention Viduka because. They can go though. Everyone else though, there's a reason to bring any of them.
Their names are crazy. How many can we choose?
One each.
For me, it probably has to be this Ibra then.
Ibra, yeah.
Okay,
serious.
Oh, Via.
Yeah.
Serious.
Sure.
Well, who else is there?
Again, Zlatan.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yep.
VR.
Yep. Raul.
Raul. We said
Del Piero.
Del Piero, Totti.
Sheva.
Drogba.
I'm tempted with Raul, you know, but no, I think Villa had more here all around and he's finishing.
And Rooney. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, Rooney. Rooney as well.
But imagine that, like, man breaking from midfield, like, spraying passes, tackling, banging in goals.
Shouting the ref.
Exactly, shouting the ref, scoring over kicks.
Shagging grands after this. Shagging
grands, let man celebrate how he wants to. Yeah, bro,
for real.
He's an equal opportunist, though, isn't he?
So he's swaying towards Villa, so.
Yeah, this is too tough, but yeah, I think at Villa. Raul is actually second, close, but.
Villa
over, like.
I like Villa, but I think it'd be hard. People see that and be like, how though?
I know, yeah, that's his choice.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Villa.
So I know someone would pick Ibrahimovic.
No.
I'm seeing
Tips is going one way, though.
Yeah, no, Tips is going to Chev.
You know what? I think I'm going to put Raul, you know.
Yeah?
Raul. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the third definite that you said. So yeah, mate.
All right, cool. Tips.
I like Rude, though.
Rude, you know,
I've got bad different type of strikers.
Yeah, bad in my luck,
bad technical though.
No assists, nothing. Just goals.
Super fox in the box.
But then he had beef with Cristiano as well. People in the dressing room didn't like him.
But Rude.
Yeah, because Rude doesn't care.
Rude says
to score goals.
Trust me, it's a Rude boy, bruv. Come and do his thing.
Top producer.
Hey, Rude boy.
Shevchenko, that AC Milan stick,
until Liverpool monster. Broke him. We broke him.
And that was when?
05.
Yeah, so it's like half a decade. Then he went Chelsea and just died out. Yeah. When was that? 07?
Something like that.
Yeah,
07. Yeah.
It's the only thing, Sheva.
And then we broke him, you know. Broke him down.
But then they won it the season after, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
He was part of the season.
Yeah, I don't know. He might have been at Chelsea then, imagine.
When?
When they won it.
They won it the season
2007. After. He might have been at Chelsea by then, innit? I don't remember him there. Wait, is he there? I don't know. I'm going to have to quickly...
Because you remember, like, he came on, like, loan... And then he went on loan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so maybe... Because he went back to AC, isn't it? He didn't.
He went back in it.
Yeah,
he went on loan.
Nah, his first, like, his main stint, innit?
Right, MJ, who would you have chosen?
I would have gone for probably Zlat, you know.
Zlat, yeah.
I think I would have gone for Zlat.
Yeah, can't look past him.
Because you know, they, yeah,
them times he's doing bits as well.
Yeah,
definitely bits.
Definite bits, bro. The Ajax goal.
Yeah.
And that going to Juve and that.
Like, he went to Juve.
Inter.
And AC. That's mad.
Mad. And only like, Italy, though.
Each of the teams still love him, though.
I know, but only Italy that can happen, bruv. In England, you won't have, like, a player going to Arsenal, United, and Liverpool. For the, like, nah.
Yeah, that's
mad. It was that Inter time, though.
The Pirelli kick.
Yeah, where he was just moving mad. Balotelli. 57 goals in 88 games.
But that Inter team was quite hard, though.
He'll definitely get into the next one, though.
What's that?
1,000. He's probably even stronger in the next decade.
You think so?
In terms of goals.
Okay.
Mad.
What's that, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I was just only saying that was for my choice anyway. That's what I would have said.
But I think he can still you, get mentioned in the next one. Shanks, though.
I know. The armbands.
It's either Shevchenko or Rude. Because I would have picked Adriano. He's already there.
Yeah.
Who'd you pick, Raul?
Yeah, wow, so I picked Raul.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Shevchenko then.
Shev, yeah. Not a bad choice, though.
half a season, Shem.
He's done. So I think he's done enough in that first half of the decade.
Yeah.
To kind of see him through, though.
Yeah. I hear you. Okay, just to round up our bench, backup goalie, we've got, Casillas, on the bench. As far as defenders, we've got, Lam,
Carvalho,
yeah, Lam and Carvalho. Midfielders, we've got Riquelme, Gerrard, and Xavi. And up top, we've got, Adriano, Raul, and Chev. So that's not a bad looking subs bench.
Mm.
Definitely got some firepower. If anything's needed, if for some any strange reason we're behind, we've got firepower there. So no, I'm quite happy with that.
And the main team was hard.
And the main team. So main team was in goal. We got Seni in goal.
Yeah.
Brazilian international. If you don't know about him, guys, go and search him out. Scored 130 goals in his career. So he's got some banging free kicks as well.
Definitely.
So the four at the back, we've got Ashley Cole, Cafu, Puyol, and Rio Ferdinand. Yeah. Midfield three, we've got, Makalele, Kaká, and Scholes. Yeah.
Makalele just holding everything.
Yeah, trust me. And then out top, we've got, Henri, Ronnie, and Eto. So, yeah, that team's looking hard. So, yeah, we'll start posting some more. And Rijkaard's manager, exactly. So,
yeah,
we'll post that. We'll do some posts on our Instagram page.
I think so you can see the whole team.
No, it's a good team, though. It's a good team, though. Yeah, I'm happy with that. You happy with that, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely wrapped up the 2000s series. Yeah. So, no, man, it was good fun, though.
Long awaited, though.
Yeah, long awaited, trust me.
No, I know you made everyone wait for a bit to get this one out.
But, yeah.
It had to be the right time.
Man. Yeah. Trust me. Can't force it, innit? Plus, there's a lot of other content that we need to release first and that. So, no, very happy with that. And thank you to the guys for the whole series there. So, I'm going to give thanks to K-Sops.
Shit. It's been a pleasure being on. Good to get some of my choices discussed, debated, but I'm luckily not to get the armband. So,
I know you're disappointed.
You came last.
Back to last as well, you know.
Imagine they even tried to give me like an assist and I still missed it.
Yeah, fluff your line still though. Can't hit a barn door, you know.
Imagine the banjo.
I think I was going to try to compare it to Liverpool striker, but. Yeah. Even John's got 21 goals.
Imagine that. Imagine.
Our strikers are good. Imagine you have to look for our midfielders.
You just have to call it Firmino, though.
Like, yeah.
Start passed it back to chips in midfield with the armband.
An open goal, but passed it back, you know.
No, it's been a good one, though, still. And thanks to all the listeners and everyone that supporting. Love.
Yeah, 100. Also, give thanks to Tips.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went to laugh there. Go ahead, Tips.
Yeah, another good episode. End of the series. So, next one will be 2010s, isn't it? So.
Yeah. Look out. Don't expect that too soon. Might be next year.
It'll be coming though.
It'll come, but it'll probably be after World Cup and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Got a lot of things in the pipeline.
Trust. So, yeah.
Still. So, yeah, man. Just remember to check us out on the Ball and Banner Instagram page. At Ball and Banner on Instagram.
Mm.
And we've all got our handles as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find us through there. Yeah, man. Just enjoy. We'll hear from us again next week or whenever you listen to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
Yep, 100. Also, good thanks to Sig.
Yeah, definitely an interesting one. I know Tips was abusing the armband this week.
Like, couldn't wait, you know.
Just waited to come along at once, you know, like those buses, isn't it?
The buses.
Yeah, definitely was a good one. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, even it had me going back and watching some of the clips of some of these players as well. So definitely that worth the watch. And I'll do a wings. I'll tell you the original.
Okay. Okay. Final pool, you know. Yeah.
Well, I might just say blessings as per usual. Yeah. it's never been usual for me to say, but
it's unusual though.
Blessings to everyone who's listening, though.
Yeah.
And catch us next week. And as Tip said, I'll mirror that again. Check us out, Sark Ball and Banter, Tips Ball and Banter, or B&B actually on the socials.
B&B.
Sick B&B. Don't worry, I haven't really started my page yet.
Yeah,
but
it's there.
It's there, but it'll be coming soon.
The picture and all that.
Over the weekend, I'll get some stuff up, innit? Make sure you follow it.
Yeah, 100, man. So just to echo what everyone's saying, check us out on Twitter, Insta, YouTube. The handle's Ball and Banter. But to all our listeners, until next time, take care and stay safe.